Anybody ever heard of Sabine Moreau? Name ring a bell? Sabine Moreau was a Belgian woman who in 2013 went to pick up her friend at a train station 90 miles away. And she used a GPS device. And the GPS device malfunctioned in some way. And she ended up in Croatia. This is real. And she said, I saw all kinds of signs, first in French, then in German, finally in Croatian. But I continued driving because I was distracted. When I passed Zagreb, I told myself I should turn around. Why do I share that? Humans have a tendency to blindly trust technology until it proves categorically false. You all do this. You get into the elevator. Very few of you look at the floor. You get into airplanes. You don't know how they work. What are your odds of crashing in a commercial jet? As my mother says, they're one and two. Either you crash or you don't. How many of you have heard of Guy Goma? Anybody? Guy Goma was a Congolese grad student who in 2006 applied for a low-level computer job with the British Broadcasting Company in London. And they escorted him into the waiting room for a job interview. He introduced himself. The receptionist said, sit down. Unfortunately, that same day, a man named Guy Cuny, an expert on internet relations and corporate law, was supposed to give his advice on the lawsuit pending between the Beatles record label and the Apple Computer Company over their copyright. A producer came into the reception area and asked, is Guy here? And Guy was there. The other guy, so to speak, was running a little bit late. So he took Guy, the wrong guy, on national television and proceeded to interview him. And in all fairness, Guy Goma did a very good job of answering questions about intellectual property for about 10 minutes before somebody realized the mistake. The bad news is he then came back for his computing job and didn't get it. Second point, human nature to make false assumptions based upon context. You ask if it's Guy, it's Guy. You don't think twice and look into more detail. Four topics I want to cover today. I want to talk about genetics. I want to talk about human enhancement. I want to talk about life extension. And I want to talk about information exchange and big data. So let's start with genetics. Who is this? Anybody recognize him? Anybody a friend of yours?